Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Consilio and Candor Better Places podcast, where I'm very fortunate today to be joined by the leading expert on elections in Cambridgeshire, Phil Rogers. Phil, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Brilliant. For those of us who are audience who aren't aware of all the excellent work that you do looking at election results and local government boundaries and so on, just want to give a bit of background about yourself.
Yeah, so, in my day job, I'm a software developer, but for many years I've followed Cambridge politics and I write a monthly column for the Cambridge Independent newspaper. And I also pop up on Cambridge Radio, on mainly on the CAMS politics show, which comes out monthly, but doing other bits of coverage as well. And I'm one of these people who likes going along to election counts and reporting from the counts to see what's going on, which way the wind is blowing.
So were you there on last Thursday night?
Yes. It was Friday during the day.
Of course, Friday during the day, wasn't it? Of course,
yeah, that's right. I do kind of miss the old sort of overnight counts,
me
but
too.
I've got to say the Friday ones do make a bit more sense. Everyone's fresher and, you know, it all takes a long time. So better to get it right.
So what was the mood like on Friday? Because a lot of change coming to Cambridge with respect to who the councillors are.
Yes, it was very intense. There were a lot of activists in the hall very closely following some of the results, which were pretty close in a few wards. Clearly, disappointment for Labour. They lost six seats in the city. The Lib Dems had been hoping to make gains, but that didn't come off for them. But the Greens were absolutely overjoyed. It was very much sort of at the upper end of their range of expectations, I think. Conservatives had focused on one particular ward, which they didn't get, and Reform, I think, were just there to wave the flag a bit, but they haven't really got very fertile territory in Cambridge.
I mean, literally waving the flag, I think, with some of the Reform councillors. So the Greens won six councillors. Do you want to explain that Cambridge does thirds rather than all out, which I always find very confusing why some places do thirds and not everybody elected at the same time?
Yes, that's right. So there's 42 councillors in Cambridge and there's 14 wards each with three councillors. And what normally happens is that a third of them are up every year and then there's a rest in the fourth year, which is usually the county council elections. But all this is going to change,
indeed,
as we'll probably talk about a bit later on. But for now, so there were 14 councillors who were sort of up in the normal cycle of things, plus one by-election, so 15 up altogether. Labour defending 10 of them, and they managed to lose six. So they just had four surviving councillors, and so pretty grim night for them.
And that means Labour have lost control of the council as a single party. So they're still the largest party in Cambridge, but they don't have a majority of seats. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. They were on, I think, 23 before the election. They're now down to 17, and you need 22 for a majority. So we're now in a situation where it'll take two out of Labour, Lib Dems and Greens to form a governing coalition, or perhaps Labour will try and carry on as a minority. We're going to find out next week when the annual council happens.
Indeed, I think there's now 62 no overall control councils in England, which is quite, I mean, it's the highest there's ever been. So there's going to be a lot of people watching AGMs next week or the week after with kind of bated breath to see what's happening. But one of the big changes in Cambridge was the leader of the council actually lost his seat, didn't he?
Yes, that was very much a big scalp for the Greens, and they'd gone very hard to win in Petersfield Ward. So Cameron Holloway had actually been a councillor in Newnham beforehand, but that was very much a top Green target. They'd won all the other seats in that area, and that was expected to happen again. So he did make this switch to Petersfield, which was hopefully going to be a bit more defensible for Labour. Yeah. But as it turned out, the Greens got him there too.
Which is exactly what happened in Camden as well, with the leader of the council moving seats and also getting losing his seat to the Greens. Now, do you think a Lab-Lib coalition is possible in Cambridge? And the reason I ask, and we'll come on to South Cambridgeshire, but due to the greater Cambridge shared planning and the sharing of services, but the Labour and Liberals in Cambridge, greater Cambridge, seem to get on quite well, is my observation. Do you think it's possible they could do a deal?
Well, if you go along to certain Cambridge City Council meetings, they don't always get on along terribly well. Yeah. But certainly, yes, at the sort of inter-council level, they have worked pretty well together. To be honest, I think all three possible combinations, whether it's Lib-Lab, Lib-Green, Lab-Green, they've all got their difficulties.
Yes.
And it's going to be really interesting seeing what emerges. And no doubt there's lots of conversations going on as we speak to trying to come to a deal of some sort.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really like to take a guess as to what's going to emerge, but we'll know soon enough.
Do you think if it does become a Green Lib, a council with a green flavour, let's say, or a green colouring. Do you think that will change relationships with South Cambridgeshire and also potentially the Dev Corps, which is coming? Because I imagine the Green Party has a different view on development and release of Greenbelt, for instance, than the current administration does.
Yes, it will certainly change at least the emphasis of policy, mm-hmm. I think. But we must remember that there's local government reorganisation coming along the tracks at a rate of knots, yeah. And that's going to have a big impact on what happens in Cambridge going forward.
Mm-hmm. Most, we'll come on to LGR, as we know, government reorganisation, in a sec, because South Cambridgeshire and Cambridge are kind of joined together in a number of the options for Cambridgeshire, aren't they? And there were also elections in South Cambridgeshire and separating themselves in the city. It's what we call all-out elections. So council seats were up for grabs, and the Lib Dems did very well, didn't they?
Yes. It was not quite a Lib Dem whitewash, but very, very close to it. Mm-hmm. So as you say, unlike Cambridge, South Cambridge has all ups every 4 years. So the last ones were in 2022. And back then, the Lib Dems won 37 of the 45 seats. And you would have thought that was pretty good showing. Yeah. But this time they managed to win 43 of the 45. Yeah. So there's just two rather lonesome Conservatives left on the opposition benches.
It's quite remarkable. It used to be a solid Conservative council.
Oh, what, yes.
Three elections ago, so 12 years ago. I mean, I think it was in the same way the Lib Dems are dominant now. It used to be the Conservatives that were dominant, wasn't it? Why do you think the change?
Yes, well, I'm even old enough to remember before the Conservatives mm-hmm. were dominant that there was a very large independent contingent at one stage on the council going back, you know, back into the last century. But certainly the Conservatives were pretty dominant for quite a long mm-hmm. time. But I think there's a combination of factors which has really brought the Lib Dems to the fore sort of over the last 10 years. And that's partly demographic change, mm-hmm. but it's also partly the growth of Cambridge and, you know, more people moving into the area to work mm-hmm. in the high-tech industries, and people generally perhaps having a more sort of left liberal worldview. And while Labour hasn't made a great deal of progress, certainly the Lib Dems have really, really stormed ahead. Though it's worth remembering they only won about 42% of the vote. So mm-hmm. the voting system has really sort of helped them out.
Yes, and always look back to the mayoral elections to see how that works. I think Mayor Bristow got 27% of the vote and obviously won 100% of the power. And
yes.
It's happening. This fragmentation of so many parties means you don't need a large vote share to actually win a lot of power, do you?
Yes, that's right. And in South Cambridgeshire, the sort of vote to the right of the Lib Dems was very much split, pretty evenly mm-hmm. actually, between Reform and the Conservatives. And they sort of cancelled each other out to a large extent.
I mean, Reform have kind of made their first real progress in the county in the Huntingdonshire elections, even I should say, where they did gain some seats on the council. Now, before the elections, it was no overall control. Called it a rainbow coalition in Hunts, with all the different coloured parties, apart from the Conservatives, forming the administration. And it looks like it might be the same again for the next, until local government reorganisation, that is. It looks like it'll be the same again.
Yes, so Reform came from basically from nowhere to gain 10 seats, but that still only leaves them as the third party in mm-hmm. Huntingdonshire. And the council is actually pretty finely balanced, so the sort of balance has shifted slightly to the right. I think it's still possible, as you say, for the Rainbow mm-hmm. Coalition to carry on, but again, you know, let's hope everybody turns up to the annual meeting. And
indeed, by-elections and holidays are going to be closely watched,
yes,
aren't they?
Very much
so. Just on Hunt, so the Lib Dems have got 20, Greens 2 and Labour 1, Conservatives 15 and Reform 10. Again, whether their national parties would allow them to do deals is a whole separate conversation, but you can see a right block and a left block there. But we have the independents in Hunts, and there's four of them. I mean, is there any indication of how they align? Do they align more with kind of a liberal left block, do you think, or the centre right block?
Well, certainly traditionally the independents have been a bit more aligned with the sort of liberal left side, mm-hmm. but there's been quite a phenomenon this year of independents sort of joining up with maybe the Greens or the Lib Dems, mm-hmm. So that they're part of the party organisation. I think you know, as campaigning gets more and more organised and automated, and it's harder and harder to be an independent and compete with the parties who have these sort of all these volunteers ready to go out and knock on doors and put leaflets through letterboxes. So so there is a certain amount of that, and we will just have to see what happens at their annual meeting.
We will. Yes, it's very exciting in Hunts in the council chamber. And then we've got Peterborough, no rural control still. it's really split amongst the parties in Peterborough, isn't it?
Yeah, Peterborough actually is in the quite remarkable situation that even if you take two parties and put them together, there's no combination that makes a majority. So you need at least three parties. But I suspect what's going to happen is we'll carry on with more or less what we had before, which was Labour plus Lib Dems plus some Green, sort of support from some Greens and Peterborough First. And that'll probably still be enough to put together a ruling group. But again, Peterborough politics is sort of famous for its combustive nature, I think. Yeah. So who knows what will happen over the full term.
It always amazes me if we can actually pass a budget and pass, you know, because there's so many different parties. It's just to actually get things done must be very difficult.
Yes. But I think we're going to see that more and more in general in this era of, you know, five plus party
Indeed.
Politics.
These elections are very important, but only for a year or so, or maybe 2 years at most, if a local government reorganisation takes place according to the government's current schedule. Can you just give our listeners kind of an overview of local government reorganisation in Cambridgeshire, as you understand it to be, as we sit here today?
Yes, so broadly what's going on is that there are four options in play, and these are going to replace the county and the district councils, and indeed Peterborough City Council as it exists at the moment. And across the whole of Cambridgeshire and Peterborough, we will have either two or three new unitary councils, and they'll be covering larger areas than at the moment. And you know, part of the reason for this is at the moment, you know, if you've got a problem with potholes, you've got to go to the county. If you've got a problem with bins, you've got to go to the city. And people phone up the wrong council. They complain to their councillor, who has to say, well, actually, that's not me, that's this other councillor over here that you need to go and talk to, and there's sort of a lot of cross working, if you like. And also sometimes you get into a situation where one layer of the council wants to do one thing and it's having a fight with the council at another layer who wants to do another thing, and having unitaries instead will sort of resolve all this, so the idea goes. And I do think it's potentially a very good idea, but obviously it's quite a lot of disruption and cost when you bring the new system in, but once it's brought in, we should benefit from the efficiencies and, you know, just having one council to go to.
So to be clear, the county is disappearing. Its current responsibilities will go into the new unitaries. Is that correct? So it'll just be one council. As you said, you'll know who to call for your bin, for adult social care, for education. It will be your unitary council.
Yes, that's right. In any one area, it'll be one unitary council. But across the whole of Cambridgeshire and Peterborough, it's going to be divided up into, we don't know exactly what just yet, but either two or three different councils, which will each be sort of responsible for everything in those areas.
And how do you think they will, and obviously this is a real guesstimate politically, how they will break? A number of the options do have a Greater Cambridge, which already kind of exists in many respects, isn't it, between Cams and South Cams. Would that be probably a Lib Dem dominated council, would you say, or based on election results for the mayoralties and extrapolating across, or would it be a bit closer for Labour maybe?
Well, so at the moment there's four different options in play, and as far as Cambridge is concerned, three of them involve having a Greater Cambridge council, which is basically the city plus South Cams, and the other one is the city plus South Cams and East Cams as well.
Yes.
But looking at the results that we had on Thursday, either of those arrangements for Cambridge are going to be very much Lib Dem dominated, just because they have such an enormous majority on South Cams. If you add that to what's going on in the city, then they still have a pretty big majority.
Yeah.
And if you even if you add in East Cams as well, which is more or less split between the Conservatives and the Lib
Conservatives
Dems.
And Reform did well there, I think, in the mayoral elections.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, come the next council elections, I would expect Reform to pick up a few seats in particularly the more rural areas, but nevertheless, you know, that's not going to put a dent in the Lib Dems' overall majority in the Greater Cambridge Council. So when that comes along, as things stand, and obviously, you know, things may change, it's looking like the Lib Dems will be sort of in pole position to have a majority on that council.
Which always struck me looking on, because you've got a Labour government essentially giving that's not correct to say. Electorally, it's to a Lib Dem dominated council, one of the growth target areas in the country. So I always find it quite interesting looking on, but a Labour government would actually do that. But we will see. And then we have the other options are more to the north of the county. So parts of Hunts or Hunts, I mean, Hunts council have put through their own option of Huntingdon staying Huntingdon with everything else split up. Not quite sure how that would work numbers wise with the government's objectives to how many people live in a unitary. But we've got combinations of East Cams, Peterborough, Fenland and Hunts. And if you're going to look at where reform might actually do quite well, based on the mayoral election results, reform would have a chance of doing well in an election for a unitary that covered those areas.
Yes, certainly. And we do see projections for some of the parliamentary constituencies. Mm-hmm. And certainly at the moment, reform are often projected to win the seats sort of in the north of the county. Yes. Maybe one or two the Conservatives mm-hmm. might hold on to. But you know, northeast, northwest Cambridgeshire, mm-hmm. Often projected for reform, and you know, it's clearly a long way to the next general election. Yeah. Despite what's going on today,
we probably have got till 2029.
Yeah, I do think that's realistic. You know, the Labour Party won't vote for Christmas, as no, it were.
Indeed.
So, but nevertheless, those are the areas where reform are strong at the moment.
Mm-hmm. In terms of elections for these new unitaries, so we should find out in the autumn, I think, is that right? Or after summer, or are we going to hear before? I mean, we're all kind of waiting with bated breath for when what the councils are going to be.
Yeah, so I've heard the first half of July mentioned as the possible date. Mm-hmm. for the announcement to be made. We have already heard the what's going to happen for Norfolk and Suffolk.
Indeed. Yep, that's come out.
Each of those is going to be divided into three, and mm-hmm. those three are actually quite a bit smaller than the 500,000 target that the government had originally set up. So they're quite keen to say that that's not necessarily a precedent for what's mm-hmm. going to happen elsewhere, yeah. but it does indicate that Cambridgeshire, they might be prepared to have those slightly smaller councils. So we might end up with three rather than two. It is adding more blobs to the diagram, even mm-hmm. even as LGR
take with
is
one and
sort
give
of
them another.
Taking yeah, one away. Yeah. And we mustn't forget the GCP as well,
of
which
course.
Is, it does have a natural lifespan and it's coming towards the end mm-hmm. of that, but it will still be working on a number of projects in yeah. the meantime, and it has that budget to spend. But I think essentially the way the new councils are likely to be organised, it'll probably be the case that, you know, the southern one will be a bit more left wing and the northern mm-hmm. one will be a bit more right wing, and then you'll have the mayor, who obviously at the moment is Conservative. Mm-hmm. So even if a left wing candidate manages to win in the future, there's going to be some level of sort of political difference between the mayor and yep. one or the other councils, very likely. Mm-hmm. So I think there's always going to be a bit of tension in the system.
Yeah.
And certainly as the Development Corporation is being set up, and mm-hmm. there's the consultancy, the consultation yeah. that ran on that recently, and the sort of responses are being processed mm-hmm. to that now. But it seems very likely that's going to come along. And I think there's a lot of people in Cambridge who are kind of quite unhappy about the prospects of planning powers being taken away
yep.
from the city and the ability to make the local plan being taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of understand what the government's motives are for that. But a lot of people will be concerned about the sort of level of democratic accountability yeah. that leaves us.
So when it comes to planning, we'll have the new unitary, the DevCorps, and also the mayor, who will have planning powers as well. And it's going to be interesting to see how that relationship works in practice.
Yes. And in particular, I mean, not just for planning and where new housing mm-hmm. is going to go, but transport is absolutely crucial yeah. to the city of Cambridge. And it really is the sort of flip side of the housing issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we could all teleport instantaneously from here to there,
yeah.
then that would certainly have a big effect on house prices. But
mm-hmm.
if you know, it takes you an hour to drive in through massive congestion into Cambridge, yeah. that has a big effect on house prices too. So where all this new development goes, it very much matters for that, what sort of transport solutions we're going to have in the future.
Yeah. So really the message of the CP, Cambridge and Peterborough Combined Authority, and the DevCorps and the council really need to work together, even if they may be of different political persuasions.
Yes, and there have certainly been, you know, quite a lot of fights over transport policy,
mm-hmm.
And particularly contentious issues like the Camborne to Cambridge
yes,
busway.
Yep.
It was very interesting seeing the mayor give evidence to the public inquiry mm-hmm. earlier in the year, saying, "Well, you know, we may not necessarily have buses running on this busway at all."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clearly something would be worked out if once the thing was built.
Yep.
But we're also waiting for that public inquiry to come back and tell us what it thinks.
I mean, so we've also got East West Rail coming to Cambridge as well. I mean, there's probably not an area of the country which is going to see as much interest with respect to development and growth as Cambridge, which a number of governments have said you know, the Oxcam arc, you know, we're going to back it. But it really does seem this government is, it's going for it. It's really going for growth in Cambridge.
Yes, that's right. And of course, relatively recently, we've had the A14 upgrade as well.
Yes, yep.
There's all the works around the Black Cat roundabout going mm-hmm. on, which obviously aren't right on our doorstep, but are still relevant for the city and more connectivity across the greater region.
Yeah. A usual conversation to know part about mentioning Ely Junction upgrades as well, which are very much on the shopping list for many people. But Phil, thank you very much for the insights you've given us on the Cambridgeshire elections. Is there anything else you'd like to add or comment on what's happened last Thursday?
Well, it was certainly a very, very interesting time. And I think one issue is, you know, where Cambridge politics is going to go in the medium term. And there's a lot of different projections for what's going to happen politically at the parliamentary level in the longer term. You know, are the Greens going to be able to take the city?
Yep.
Will Labour hang on? Can the Lib Dems hold on to their seats? Mm-hmm. South Cambridge's generally regarded as really very safe for the Lib Dems, but the other two they've got not so much.
Reform will be knocking on the door, won't they, in those seats?
Yep. Yeah. And you know, how high will the reform tide rise? It's gone quite a long way up, and it's possibly gone back down a little bit now. But you know, I do say that if the reform tide really sweeps the country and they get an overall majority, Cambridge is going to be a little bit like Asterix's village, with the Roman Empire all around it. It'll be sort of one of the last.
You're right. When you see the maps, holdouts. It's turquoise everywhere, with either a green or a red, depending on you know what the current polling is. With Cambridge, that little island in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah. So you know, I think whatever happens in Cambridge politics going forward, we are not going to be bored.
No, we're not. So the next elections are the shadow ones for the unitaries, then it must be the mayoralty, and then it's the general, I assume, in terms of the order of the elections.
Yes, well, the mayoralty is due in 2029, so that may well happen.
Same day as the generals,
possibly the same day or possibly a month before. So, yes, that'll be an exciting time too.
Well, certainly keep us all with something to talk about politics in Cambridgeshire. So, Phil, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thanks very much for having me on.
Thank you.